Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Paul LaRudy, who is with the Free Palestine Movement, and he's joining us now via Skype from Berkeley, California. Thanks a lot for joining us, sir. Now, is the end finally coming close for Israel's, you know, incessant use of settlements on Palestinian territories?
Oh, I doubt that. I mean, it would be very surprising if Israel had any respect for any legal actions that might take place. Israel has been sanctioned many, many times for violation of international law, for contravening UN resolutions, and they've never respected any of that. So I can't imagine that it would cause them to reduce their settlement activity. If anything, maybe they're afraid that their impunity will be cut back and that therefore they should move faster before it disappears entirely.
So then are you saying that even for Palestine as a non-member observer state to bring that case to the ICC would not be enough to deter Israel from building these settlements?
Oh, I don't think so. No, I think Israel is determined to do that. And they've never shown any respect for law. Why should they begin now?
Right, so then moving forward then, you know, we've always had the United States as the supporter, a blind supporter in a sense of Israel, which you mentioned a bit in your first answer as well. When will that end, do you think? Do you think that there will come a time when the United States will maybe just say enough is enough?
I think Israel is actually very concerned about that because public opinion is beginning to move in the United States. Now, it could always reverse course and move in the opposite direction, but I don't think that's happening. I think that the American people and even the Jewish, and maybe especially the Jewish citizens of the United States, are really getting fed up. They're learning more and more about what was kept quiet before about Israel's violations. The internet is making such information available to them. And I think that both Israel and the United States are looking towards the possibility within, I don't know what the time period is, it could be 6 months, it could be 10 years, that the United States, the public in the United States will want to stop the aid to Israel and stop supporting Israel diplomatically as well. And also, it's possible that the United States will not find Israel to be to their strategic advantage. So this is, I think, a matter of concern.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Paul LaRudy with the Free Palestine Movement speaking to us live from Berkeley, California. As always, we appreciate your insight.